Blog Talk Radio. your spirit. May your spirit be impregnated with boldness, with courage, with strength, with power. May your enemies be afraid of you. May you intimidate the intimidator. May you threaten the threaterer. May you have victory and dominion over every power of fear. From today, we break the shackles of fear. We declare that you will attempt new things. We declare that you will do the impossible. We declare that you will be a sign, a wonder, a miracle, a testament, a testimony. You will not be afraid anymore. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear. Root that in guilt. Root that in shame. Root that in sin. Root that in failure. Root that in your mouth. We command you.
Oh, I love that song. That was with a prayer, Be Not Afraid, was Bishop Kibiatu. But the song you heard, Be Not Afraid, that was Paul Avery. And also before them, you heard gospel recording artist Sonny Badu and Son of David. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for all of you that are listening in to The Overflow. This is The Overflow of Worship Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord today on the airwaves. We have a wonderful, wonderful broadcast today. We have our dear brother that we're going to click on in a minute. We thank God for Pastor Levi Enoch Fletcher. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. We thank God for him on today. He's on the line, but before I click him on, I just want to let you all know that we have something great that is coming up on the 30th of this month, which is on next Sunday. And I'm telling you, he's going to talk about it. We're going to let the video, we're going to let everything explain. We also have a gospel recording artist, Dietrich Hatton Mother, that's calling in a minute. She will be calling in Prophetess Joyce Hatton, and also my cousin, Prophetess Toni Warren, will be calling in. And it's going to be a great program because you're going to hear the great live CD and DVD recording and album release that is going to be going on with our brother there in Pennsylvania on Sunday. But not only that, he will be praying. You know, he's going to talk about it. He's going to be praying. And then also you're going to hear Prophetess is going to have some words, and she's going to pray over this event as well, and my cousin. But also they're going to be praying for America, this worship revival in America, the promo that you're going to be hearing too in a minute. So we just thank God. I just want to give a shout-out to all of Africa on this morning. I want to say God bless you today. We love you, all of Africa. But I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So we just thank the Lord. And, you know, we are all tired this morning. I know it's like that on Monday. When I talked to Prophetess, she said, oh, I'm coughing. My voice is, I said, Prophetess, it's all right. It's all right. And I let her know that. Matter of fact, she just called in on the line as well. So we just thank God. I'm just so excited. I don't know what to do. But we thank God for Prophetess Joyce Hatton. She's joined us. I'm not going to click her on just yet. We're going to click on first Pastor Levi Enoch Fletcher. I'm telling you, I thank God for this brother because we've been knowing each other for a few years. I'm telling you. And I mean, we have had great times in God over these airwaves. I'm telling you, it's been awesome. And to sit here and the Lord used me, you know, one day to let him know that, you know, he was coming here for ministry, you know, here in America, not knowing that him and his family was moving here, you know. I'm like, wow, what in the world? I'm telling you, when I laugh when I think about it, because I'm like, God, you are awesome. You know, you use me, little old me, to tell the man of God, because when I heard it, you know how sometimes when you know the Lord speak, you think, is it myself? Or should I really say this on the air? You know, I take this team serious. You know, I have to hear from God. I'm not the type of woman that want to speak from myself, but I always tell God, I want to be careful to hear your voice and hear what you say. And I'm telling you, when God spoke to me that day and told me this brother was coming to America, he was coming here, ministry was going to happen here, I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe he'll come and, you know, travel and just do, you know, services. But when he called me and told me he was living here, I just, and I'm telling you, it wasn't that long before that happened. So I just thank God. I'm so honored to have him on with us live today. So I'm gonna open up the line with him, and I'm gonna have him say what he has to say first, and then after that, we're gonna talk to Prophetess, and then right after Prophetess, I'm gonna let you all hear his promo for the live recording coming up on Sunday, and the song, and his song, and it is powerful. It is very powerful. And then we're going to go back to Prophetess and have her pray and my cousin pray. It's going to be awesome. So we're going to click on now our brother, Pastor Levi Enoch Fletcher, not of Ghana, but he resides here in New Jersey, here in the States. So we thank God for him and his family, and I just thank God. Before I click him on, I want to say real briefly, congratulations to our sister Anu. A lot of you know gospel recording artist Anu. Her music is always played. She calls in and speaks to us. Plus, she was here in Michigan for the global concert of last year. They just had this morning, her and her husband. She just gave birth to a beautiful angel. Yes, she had a little girl this morning. She texted me and said, our bundle of joy is here. So we want to say congratulations. Praise God. We thank God, Sister Anu. I'm so excited that I have a niece. Oh, God, I thank God. So I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So let us click on the man of God and let's see what he has to say on this morning. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. God bless you, Pastor Levi. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine by the grace of God.
Hey.
How are you, my dear sister?
You know what? I am sitting here just smiling. I can't stop smiling. But I just thank God for what he's doing in your life, Pastor. I thank God, you know, for you. You are really, I'm serious, a blessing to the nations. And your music, even your preaching, you know, teaching is touching lives and changing lives all over the world. And I want to say once again over the airwaves, welcome to America.
Thank you so much.
Oh, now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you, man of God, reintroduce yourself to the world this morning and just talk a little bit about what's going on or what's coming up here on the 30th.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. For all the listeners, I'm sorry for my voice.
Hello? I think your phone is going in and out. We can't hardly hear you. Okay, I think his phone went out. He's going to call back in. We're going to wait for him to call back in. His phone just went out, but he'll call back. But we just, as I was saying, we thank God for his life. I'm telling you, when you hear this worship, it's really something. It really is something, I'm telling you. And so we just thank the Lord for what he is doing and, you know, how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. And, you know, it's just awesome. And I thank God for sweet sleep. You know, I had a good sleep last night. I really did. Not saying any other night I don't, but, you know, it was just like I laid down and was out. Woke up this morning, sun shining through the window, and I just thank God for good sleep. You know, how many people really just think about that when you wake? Just say, Lord, I thank you for the sweet sleep that I had. You know, so we just thank God. Now, we're going to click on the man of God. He's called back. Okay, and so, okay, Pastor, we got you back now.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry for my voice because I've been just preaching the whole of yesterday. But I believe so strongly that God is about to do something, and we are actually believing God for June 30th when we are going to be all present in the presence of God, and we'll be joining what we call the Lord laid on my heart years ago, and it's titled Revival of Worship in the USA, in the United States of America. And I think it's something that's going to sweep all over and around the world. I believe so strongly that something is lost and something is missing. When people, the comeback spirit of true revival, when people will troop into the church, even when we haven't gone to win souls, and when we go out and win souls, I mean, chains being broken and the power of God infusing into our voices, and we just releasing a word of salvation and finding people being touched by the power of God, and we getting entering into restaurants and entering into places, and we seeing the power of God flowing and people seeing the power and the anointing of Jehovah and deciding to be part of it. And so we believe so strongly that worship is the key, because the Bible says that when his praises goes up, his glory comes down. And it means that God inhabits the praise of his people. So we are going to believe God for an unusual moment of worship, deep, intense worship, when we forget about all that we are going through. We might be facing things of finances, issues in our families, our marriages, our children, our homes, our businesses, and everything that concerns us. And then one thing about worship is that in spite of what we are going through, in spite of what you're facing, you still came to honor God and still give God all the praise. And so we are trying to bring people to the place of still honoring God in spite of their moment and their status in life. And we are believing, God, that people will come to a place of total reverence and total commitment to God, that it will not be what the government says, but it will not be what somebody says or what the president says, but it will be what God says that will be final. So this will not just be an atmosphere of just of singing and worshiping, but we believe in God that the lifestyle of worship will transcend and flow through the people of America and flow through the world, where people will begin to see God as the only sovereign, the Elohim and the Alpha and Omega, the only King of Kings that rules over all, rules over every government and rules over every power. And because the Bible says that at the mention of his name, every knee bows and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we are believing God for an experience of revival, you know, when people will break loose in his presence, when God will begin to speak and people will be touched and people will be able to also come out from bondages and things that the enemy has entangled them with. And we believe in God so strongly that this power of worship, that deep atmosphere, that atmosphere of the presence of God, that breaks chains and breaks and deals with issues and bondages, will begin to flow one more time again. And on June 30th in Pennsylvania, we are believing God for his power and his strength and his will to be conformed to the people of America. And I believe that this is the starting of a whole revival again coming. I've been sitting and I've been looking at America from afar, even before me coming here. And I think that it is time for God to touch this nation. From the average, from the low, to the up and to the top, to the economy and everything. And I believe that God must visit this nation once more time again. And we are believing God for this in Pennsylvania. This is starting. This is just a stepping stone of what God is about to do.
Amen. I'm telling you. So, you know, so you said before you even came here, God was dealing with you already concerning America.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Awesome. That's awesome. I remember us talking about America before many a time. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. So how does it feel to be here in America?
It feels exciting. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's a little calmly. It's a little calm, but fast for me.
Yeah.
And so yeah. Yeah. So I'm still getting used to.
Okay. Okay.
I'm still getting used to.
Well, for the people, for the pastors listening in right now from all over the world, what word of encouragement you will give them? Because we know a lot of pastors I know from different countries, they always leave messages saying pray for them. They're going through something. It's a tough time in the ministry. What would you say to them?
What I'm going to say is this. In Romans chapter 8, it's about all things work together for good to them of the Lord and to them who are called according to his purpose. And it says that to him that he did foreknew, them he did predestine. To him he predestined, them he justified. To him he justified, them he glorified to be conformed to the image of his son. And it says that the amazing part that blows my mind is that for what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, distress, peril, sword, or nakedness? It means that nothing should be able to separate us. And if only we are called according to his purpose, then everything will work together for good. So it means that things might be hard, things might be stressful, things that have gone down and it's going slow, but as long as you are falling in his purpose, it is different if you're not in God's purpose. But if you're in God's purpose, everything that happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And it means that if you're in God's purpose, nothing should separate you from his love. Nothing should separate you from his assignment. And I pray that the Lord will keep every man and woman of God in his purpose. When you are in his purpose, it doesn't matter what the devil will do. When you are in his purpose, it doesn't matter how your finances will be, because he is going to turn things around and change things for your favor and for your good. And so the most important thing is that we have to stay under the feet of Jehovah. We have to stay under his feet. We have to stay in his will. When you are in his will, nothing will shake you. Nothing will move you, no matter what may come against you. And so I pray for the grace and the heart of staying under the will and the purpose of God.
That's right. That is right. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go to the phone line, man of God. I'm still got you on with us. So I'm not going to put your phone on mute, but I'm going to click on our prophetess, Joyce Hatton, right now. And then after that, we're going to click on prophetess Tony Warren. But we thank God for prophetess Joyce Hatton. God bless you.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, what a blessing to be able to be with you this morning, Evangelist Tanya, and to the man of God. Pastor, anointed vessel, gifted man of God, we're so grateful to be able to be with you this morning, Pastor Levi. And wow, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful to this anointing coming from from just the voice, the sound. You know, there is a sound that breaks yokes. There is a sound.
Amen.
Up out of the belly that breaks yokes, and I can hear it not just with the voice, but there must be something beyond that. And I'm telling you, this is the hour that you're going from burden to birthday. You were birthed. You're birthed in the atmosphere. You're birthed in the kingdoms. I'm telling you, it's all over the world. God is going to release an anointing that many of you that have been connected to this great man of God and will be, God will break and destroy yoke, burden removing, yoke removing anointing. It's come to break it off of you. And so these sounds that God has given you is going to be so awesome, so outstanding. And I'm just grateful to be able to be a part of this morning.
Wow.
We're dealing now in the supernatural. Let me say that this worship that we present to God, amen, this praise, this prayer, praise, worship that we present to God, is going to do something that is going to release from the mountains the milk flowing like milk, like new wine from the mountains. Man of God, get ready. I decree and declare over your life that something even more pushing you in your back, pushing you forward. Because it's not just here. That's why he couldn't say, well, you asked evangelist, say, how you feel to be in America? Well, how does it feel to be in the supernatural? How does it feel to walk above the regular? How does it feel to be above the norm? How does it feel to walk beyond that the regular everyday person when you've been picked up like an Ezekiel, taken from a place in a place so that your hand, God, will reach back from where you come from? How does it feel on an assignment from God to do his will? Yeah, you're feeling in the supernatural, so don't be timid not one second to know that God has placed you. Supernatural must happen, and the moment that it does, it'll take us to our next moment. It'll take us to our next change. You must believe God can do anything. Man of God, I'm telling you, everything you need is going to be released on your life. Everything you've been waiting for, those things that you've been expecting from God will now drop from the heavens. I'm telling you, how does it feel to be in the right place? And I say to people of God that's listening, if you stay present, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. There's so many things that are happening in his presence. Don't fret. Don't you dare fret. Don't you dare fret the process that God has given you. Don't you dare. So whatever it is, I'm telling you, I see him going and coming. I'm looking at the Kande Shobokustaba. I'm looking at Kamalo Shika, coming and going. Woman of God, you prophesy, he's coming, but there'll be more. They're going to come by the thousands. And they're going to go, and then not only that, but we're going. We're going by the thousands. There'll be a going and a coming. God is going to open a door where there'll be a clear passage, where there'll be an easy road for us to be able to go and come and go and come. Man of God, that's your assignment. Do it with all of your heart, with your sound. I remember, I know that your sound is one that God has given you to do and to break forth. Do it in the heavenlies. Do it in the heavenlies. Do it with all of your might, all of your heart. Thank you for allowing me to have these few minutes. I'm a part of something else that will take place in a few minutes that is going to bless the nations as well. God has given me an assignment to bless, to be a part of one of the powerful women's life in the city, and she's on her way to me. And, you know, you don't just get an opportunity to just touch everybody and anybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm so grateful. You know what?
Sure.
Levi. I'll tell
Thank
you.
You.
Ah.
Thanks. Thank you.
God, I knew when my children would be, I knew that they would move forward in the kingdom. I knew. You could tell when God's going to use somebody. You are major. And I'm telling you, there's some new doors that are going to open for you. I don't care who don't believe. Man of God, you're believing for the supernatural. God is literally putting some things together now. He's hand-picked you for the kingdom of God. And so be used of God with all of your heart. Don't you forget what I first said. He's taking burden to birthing. From burden to birthing. You carry something for your people. You didn't just come for nothing. You've been assigned. You've been carrying it. Get ready to birth. Get ready to birth. And it's awesome to have people like evangelist Tanya at the place. When it drops, you got a midwife that when it drops, she's ready to send it all over the world. This ain't no midwife that's going to listen to it, look at it, look at the baby, look the baby in the face, and then kill it. She's going to, I'm telling you, she's going to nourish it. She's going to speak to it. She's going to say it's alive. She's going to tell everybody it's worth something. She's going to speak over that sound that's coming, that cry that's going to come up out of that baby. That's what God is. And then sometimes God gives anointed midwives to bring on another midwife. Say, this baby that's born is like a president. This baby that's being born is like a king. This one, I just can't fight this one by myself. I'm going to bring on somebody that know how to push. Tell them to push. Tell that baby, push it. Tell that mother, push that baby out. I'm telling you, man of God, you're likened to one that is blessing for the nation. Get ready.
Man.
Awesome. Love you so much. And thank you, Angelus, and man of God, do it on the 30th. It shall be supernatural. I'm calling for all of those. It doesn't matter where you are. If you want to be where the move of God is and there's a shaking and a glory going on, you need to be right there with Pastor Levi. God bless you.
Amen. You know what, Prophet, is? I know you're going to be going to meet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put y'all phones on mute for a minute because
okay.
I want you to hear the beginning part. If you can't stay for the whole thing, that's okay because we know you have to go. But I want to go ahead while you're on and just put y'all mics on mute. I want you to hear this great worship song that our brother has brought forth. I'm telling you, it's so powerful. It's a powerful song. I hear it every morning when I get up. I hear it all the time in my head, and I just be humming and singing, trying to sing it the best way I can. But it's
Evangelist, let me ask you.
Yes.
I want to ask Pastor Levi, Anointed Vessel, are you the writer and producer of your music?
Yes, I am.
That's important for people to know.
Yes.
Many out there looking for great vessels like you. He's not only the writer of music and the singer of this music, he is the producer and writer and worshiper in the music.
That's right.
That's valuable. That God dropped all you need inside of you to produce this birthing, this burden to birthing. Man to God, I just wanted everybody to know that what you're getting ready to hear, God used. There might be some more people in the music department and playing some instruments and help him in that area. But he is the writer, the producer, and the singer.
That's so much a blessing. Let me add this, woman of God. I am so tongue-tied now. And I'm just touched. You have no idea because you know what? This is, I didn't know how, but I just knew supernaturally what God has said. This is my first time. It was quite new, and I was wondering how I was even going to get a venue. I was going to get a place. I was going to get the people to be part of this whole starting of revival assignment. And but I'm telling you, I feel so touched to hear from you because you have just hit some things right on the nail, and I feel so much encouraged. As of now, if I tell you how God was putting things together and how people are giving me their pulpits and people are, like, getting ready to really support this assignment just blows my mind. I used to wonder in my room when I talked to God, how am I going to get this done? But I'm amazed at what God is doing so far. And as you said rightly, the supernatural providence of God, it's just mind-blowing. And I receive more strength out of the prophetic prayer and word you have released. I'm telling you, so timely, and it makes me feel stronger. But God is going to really surprise, and it amazes me how God is just bringing the Spanish, the Liberians, the Nigerians, the Ghanaians, and it's just mind blowing. And I'm just new here. I don't know nobody here.
Well, you know what? You know people. You know God's people. And I know my husband, Pastor Levi. I know my husband. And so the next time you're ready to release, the next time you're ready to take it to the next dimension, I know my husband, Bishop Aaron Patton. He's a phenomenal man of God. And you know what? We'll invite you to the city of Detroit and encourage you to bring people from all over the world to do it in Detroit. Let's do it together. Let's do it together. And
Oh,
you
my God.
Yet in the city you're in, and I'm telling you, next. Make us next. Make us next.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Make us next. So, you know,
oh my God!
You use that same push, that same, you know. Don't lose those people that's backing you. Don't let them go.
Mm.
Tell them, say, let's do this next choice. Those that are financially ready to push you to your next. Tell them, say, I already have faith in Detroit. Let's go there.
Mm.
Let them go.
That's right.
But let's do this. We got some people in Detroit wanna hear this and want it released.
Oh my God.
Detroit as well. Tell them, say, I'm telling
you, God.
The Queen of Africa is in Detroit.
Mm.
She'll bring those people from all over, and she'll make sure that there are so many people that will be from every race, creed, and color. And Bishop, anointing that's on his life, we'll make sure that God will send people to be sitting in there with you to be able to say, let's do it, my brother. And
oh my God.
And God bless you here.
Thank you.
That's
so
awesome.
Much.
That's just awesome. You know, you know what, prophet, is you didn't even know this, but he asked me last week, can I come to Detroit? I want to come to Detroit. I got to get there.
My mother said, get with the get go.
Oh my God. And you know.
Please that song so the bishop, because Bishop is here. And in a few minutes, he's going to have to leave out. So let me hear
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, I want to play it so you all can hear it before you go. So let me put you on hold, prophetess. I'm going to mute y'all mics right now, and I'm going to go ahead and play this great song of the man of God. And I know if you have to go, you just sign off. But I'm going to put y'all on hold. So Pastor Levi, I'm going to put your microphone on hold. And as soon as the song is over, then I'll click you all back on. All right, you all, we thank God for Pastor Levi. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. We're going to hear this great worship song, and we're going to be right back.
It is not about no man. It is about him. Just worship him. Just worship him. Forget about everything and just give him all that he deserves. And I say, I will sing of your praise forever. Of your grace and salvation through me. Let's sing. Jesus Christ, you are my deliverer. Faithfulness
Wow, you talking about powerful. Man, I'm telling you, that is powerful. I'm just like just speechless right now. I'm telling you, it's just awesome what God is doing and how he is using our brother. I'm telling you, I'm about to click him back on. I know Prophetess had to go. I will be with her later on. There's a great service going on. Matter of fact, all this week of how God raised the dead. I'm telling you, there's a man of God. A lot of you probably heard the program on yesterday. I broadcasted live from the ministry. The man of God talked about how God raised him up from the dead. I'm telling you, it was so powerful. The whole time I was sitting there, tears was in my eyes, like, wow, wow. And I'm going to reshare that link when I get off this air. And a lot of y'all can click on and tune in. He's going to be there all this week. But I'm telling you, God is using him like never before. And so we just thank God for our brother, Pastor Levite. We got a commercial we're going to be hearing shortly. But I'm going to click him on because we have a caller that wanted prayer this morning. He's a producer himself. And so we just thank God for Pastor Levite. I'm going to click him right back on. And but we just thank God for him. God bless you, Pastor Levite. That song, I'm telling you, is so powerful. Can you let the people know basically what the song? Because I know in the beginning you are singing in your language, and then it comes out in English. So can you tell them the scenario of the song, what the song is meaning?
Yeah, we bless God. It was basically the first song talks about. It talks about. It says Metonai. It talks about I will sing of your praise forever, and it says for your grace and salvation to me.
Yeah.
And then it says that Jesus Christ, you are my deliverer. And all my praise, I'm going to give it to you.
Amen.
And the second song talks about, and that one talks about, it says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Truly, he is Lord. And then the third song says that, Nyami Kokro, so it means that mighty God, you are so great. Your faithfulness is forever sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that we will praise your name, God. We will magnify you. And then the fourth song says, Onyami Kokro Kobeni, which means what a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. And it says, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Very simple, powerful worship song. And then the last song says, Ogwama Wofata. Ogwama Ayeyisewo. It means that, oh, the Lamb, you deserve all praise. It says, oh, the Lamb, all praises to your name. And it says that the part that amazes me is that, we bow before your throne, hallelujah. And that's what we keep repeating. We bow before your throne, hallelujah.
Wow. I'm telling you, that song is awesome. Do you know I was serious that for the past week, I told Prophetess yesterday, I said for the past week, I've been hearing that song in my spirit. I woke up this morning and I could hear it singing. Even last night, I could hear it singing. And so, I'm telling you, this is just awesome. I pray that I can that we can make it there. I told my God, brother, I said if we get I said I'm telling you now, if I lay out on the floor, leave me. That's what I told him.
Yes.
I told him, I said, I've been looking at this, brothers. I said, when you was in Ghana, I still that worship that you did when you laid out, I'm telling you, that is one of my favorite videos. Uh-huh. I told him, I said, man, I would love to be in the service that he's at. I said, if I just lay out, leave me, don't pick me up. I ain't standing about what kind of gown I got on and or nothing. Just let me lay and you know, marinate in the power of the Lord, because I know it's going to go down on Sunday. And so we just thank God. I was waiting on my cousin to call back because she was on, so I don't know what happened, but we're going to keep going anyway. We have a brother. He's a great brother also. His name is Stephen Murphy, and he's also he's a producer, and he's also a recording artist as well. And he wanted to receive prayer, and so I told him that I would have you pray with him. And so but you know, he I'm gonna let him tell you what he needs prayer for. But he's very awesome. I'm telling you, you have to hear his music. His music is just awesome. Very, very awesome. And you know, he does the gospel reggae, and I mean it's just awesome. And so I'm gonna click him on. I believe this is him on the line with us, and I'll let you have a word of prayer before we go further. But Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. God bless you. I'm going to go ahead, Stephen, and let you talk to the man of God or what you want him to pray, and he will pray.
Well, first of all, good morning. Just a general prayer, just to break some things open, some doors, and that's basically it.
Wow. Bless God. Can I go ahead now?
Yes, you can.
Okay, bless you, sir. We thank the Lord. And I'm going to lift up a prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise, I adore you, and I micrograph your holy name. I say that, Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Brother Murphy. We pray in the name of Jesus right now that everything that has held his progress will begin to give way in the name of Jesus. I speak right now that may the power of the Holy Ghost begin to sweep over in your life. May it begin to sweep over in your family. And I declare right now, the mighty name of Jesus, that every gift, every assignment the Lord has placed inside of you, it will begin to sprout up. It will begin to manifest in the name of Jesus. I declare that nothing shall withhold that which God has placed over your life. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that you shall receive divine favor and you shall begin to do the unusual. I declare in the name of Jesus, may doors be opened after you from the north to the south, the west, the east. In the name of Jesus, may you see the hand of the Lord in this land of the living. May God bring a supernatural opening door. I declare that in few days from now, you shall see divine testimonies that will blow your mind. For there is more to your life than what you're doing. There is more to your life, and I declare that God will release the right people into your life and will release the right sponsoring and support into your life. Receive the hand of God and the miracles and the doings of the Lord in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray with thanksgiving. May you receive a testimony that will blow your mind. In Jesus' name. And everything that is concerns you is touched by the hand of Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving. I pray with thanksgiving. that nothing will stop you. Nothing will hinder you. Every blockade, everything that has hindered your flow, your gift, your assignment, nothing is giving way in Jesus' name. And God's will, God's will be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. Nothing will hold it. Nothing will hold it. And God will use you to set, to turn around the history of your family. You are a history maker, and you are bound to be set and released out to impact lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you, King of Glory. Let your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to receive some calls, and God is going to open some doors for him.
Yes. Amen. Did you hear him,
calls
brother?
Coming through.
Hello?
Yeah, you still
I
can
see
you hear
you're receiving calls.
Yes,
I see you receiving
I'm here
calls
now.
And meeting setting people that destiny connectors, not destiny killers, but you're going to receive destiny connectors who will push the assignment of God over your life to the next level. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
It is done. It is
That's
done.
Awesome. That is so awesome. I thank God. Anything you want to say, Steve?
Well, I just want to say thank you, and I will be in touch for the great testimony. Just receive it and claim it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, in Jesus' name. All right. All right, all right. I'm telling you, well, we're going to say God bless you. Stephen, I know you're going to continue probably listen to the program.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, so we just thank God. Pastor Levite, I'm going to play this commercial. The video, we thank God for the Worship Revival in America promo video, and then what I'm going to do is come back back to you on the line. So you all, right now, what we're gonna hear a great promo video, and then we're going to come right back to our brother, Pastor Levi.
Hi, the Worship Revival in America is right here. Now, this is the Levi Inner Flesh and Arm Ministries, and I bet you will never be the same. I invite you all cordially into my live worship experience recording album. I'll be launching my album on that day, and we'll be entering into another realm in the presence of God. You cannot miss this worship revival. Now, on June 30th, 2013, starting from 4 p.m. in Pennsylvania, in a church called Greater Refuge. You cannot miss it. Look at the address on the screen, and I bet you that the presence of God will be so strong, the prophetic will be so strong, and God's power will invade the whole of America on that day. I'm inviting you to meet me with your families and your friends, and your life will never be the same. Meet me at the Worship Revival in America, in Pennsylvania, and the Lord will transform your life. This is going to be different. God bless you, and see you there. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Then I say, I will sing of your praise forever. Salvation through me. Let's sing. Jesus Christ, you are my deliverer. All my praise I give to you. Somebody help me sing. I will sing
All right. I'm telling you, this is just awesome. We thank God for our brother, Elder Pastor Levite. We thank God for Pastor Levite Enoch Fletcher. And I'm telling you, you know, he invites you to a live CD and DVD recording and album release at Greater Refuge Tabernacle Ministries International, and that's 7230 New Falls Row, and that's in, I believe I'm saying it right, Levittown, Pennsylvania?
Levittown.
Oh, Levittown. I'm about to name a street after you. Oh, wow, in Pennsylvania, and that's going to be Sunday at 4 p.m. So those of you that are out there in the area, want to travel to the area, you know, do so, because I know it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, Pastor Levite, I got the song, it's hard for me to download while we're on live, so they're going to have to hear that part on tomorrow. We are going to be on live tomorrow, and I did say I want to promote this, and I am doing it. And so tomorrow when we're on, then hopefully you'll be able to call back in again, and we'll be able to play that, because I've tried it while we were on, but certain links, when it's longer than others, it take a little, you know, longer for it to download, so it kept rejecting it. So I know I have to do it when I'm off the air. But I do have it, and y'all in for a treat. I'm telling you, it's awesome. Matter of fact, man of God, tell the people what they're going to be hearing. What is this that you have sent me? I know it's some great music.
Yeah, this will be a great, it's a full version of the whole live worship experience album I'm going to be launching on June 30th, and you are the only one who has a copy in the whole of America and around the world.
Wow, yeah. I'm excited about that.
You're the only one. Nobody has a hold of this except you.
Wow.
And
wow.
So it's going to be, it's an intense worship, and then I'm using old Ghanaian powerful worship songs, not the ones we hear these days. I mean, these are very powerful. It has amazing meanings, and I the Lord just touched my heart to translate them and arrange them, and also so that we can bring the rest of the world to worship alongside, to get closer to God with this powerful worship, old worship songs. I mean, and so it's a very deep this thing moment, and then it has some hymnals also mixed up with it. It flows about 1 hour 8 minutes. Yeah, 1 hour 8 minutes. Full time of worship, intense worship.
Wow, I'm telling you,
yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
And it's
so
when you listen, I mean, you feel like getting closer to God. Anytime I listen to it, I feel like crying, I feel like praying, I feel like, I mean, it's just an amazing feeling in God's presence. I just don't know what to do for myself. You don't know what to do.
I cannot wait to hear it. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to even play it on the radio on tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited, very much excited. And so what I'm going to have you do, brother, there's a lot of people, I'm telling you, while I'm talking, I'm tweeting back and answering messages. People all over the world is listening in to the program. We have a lot of people in Nigeria that is tuned in right now, and, you know, all of that. And I want you to do, will you pray for America, say a prayer for America, not only just for America, but even all over in the different, you know, nations. Because already know that in this time, you know, people are really, really, really going through ministry, are going through families, are going through, and so many people back is up against the wall, and they are in the brink. People want to give up, and so we really would like for you to say a word of prayer. We have a lot of people in South Africa that is listening in even now. I'm telling you, it's just I'm just you know, blown by even some of the comments that the people are leaving, how they are really blessed by this program. So we would like for you to, you know, just as God leads you to pray for the nations out there.
Okay, thank you so much, prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are King, you are Lord. There is none like you, O God. There is none to be compared to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to lift up a prayer for the nation of America. Believe, O God, in the comeback spirit of revival into this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I pray that every woman, every man, every home, every family, every child, every son, every daughter, every niece, every uncle, every auntie, every nephew, anyone, any brother, any sister, any grandmother, any grandparents, we release them before your presence, and we declare that, Father, release a 24-hour and a constant protection over them. I plead your blood over the whole of America, that every assignment and agendum of the enemy shall be reduced and be brought low in Jesus' name. May you touch the four corners and the corridors of America. Touch, O God, the government, the senators. Touch the high court, touch the presidents, touch the cabinets, touch every part, touch the system of America in the name of Jesus, oh God, that it will bring joy, it will bring peace, it will bring tranquility, it will bring refreshness and not bring shame and not bring reproach and not bring poverty to people. I declare in the name of Jesus, the system of America will release the breath of God and not the breath of Satan. Let every assignment of the enemy, let every assignment of the enemy that is going on be broken in Jesus' name. I declare, oh God, let every home be touched right now. I release supernatural promise, supernatural release in the name of Jesus in every home, into every human being on this land of America. I declare in the power of the Holy Ghost that I speak into the firmament, I speak to the Mazaros, I speak to the Orions, I speak to the Pleiades, that every power in the firmament blows it host right now. I declare that let the breath of God, let the breath of Elohim begin to be released right now in the heart, in the lives, in the atmosphere, that revival will sprout up again. In the name of Jesus, I speak into the churches. Every dead church will receive the power and touch of the Holy Ghost again. Every company that is on the verge of dying and losing, I declare in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the people who have no place to lay their head, money to buy food, who cannot even afford for a comfortable life, I declare in the name of Jesus, let every dying company begin to rise up again. Let every dying business begin to rise up again. Touch the economy of Ghana. Forgive the people of America. Forgive every bad thing, every wicked thing going on that has gone on, oh God. And look at your children, oh God. Speak for the people of Israel. Speak for the people of God. And let your peace, let your grace, oh God. Let it, oh God, be part and be, and let your grace, oh God, begin to rise again.
minds and in the hearts of those who are constantly praying and constantly interceding for the nation in the name of Jesus. I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that revival will come forth. I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that the warnings of God, it will begin to declare. And anyone, whoever, who has planned, whoever is trying or leading America in the wrong path, oh God, will begin to bring back, will begin to fall back, oh God, through your will and through your ways. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the world. I pray for Africa, that Africa will become united. I pray that, Father, you will give the leaders the grace and wisdom for them, oh God, to lead the country, not into a place that will destroy lives, but to a place that will lead lives to the grace that you have signed. Father, you touch the economy of this world. I declare, oh God, that your spirit will sweep across the nations of the world, through Africa, Asia, and through the Scandinavian countries, oh God, through every part of this world, and we shall see your glory. Let your name be forever mentioned. Let your name sweep through every nation, every village, every continent, and let us, oh God, see your glory and your power, oh God. Let every name be subdued. Let them be subdued. And let your power, let your grace begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done on this land. Let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, oh God, forgive the sins of our fathers, our mothers, our great-great-grandfathers and great-great-grandmothers. Forgive the sins of our homes and our families. And Father, have mercy again. Turn your goodwill, turn your mercy over again unto us. Let your name be glorified. Ah, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. We give you the praise. We speak for the orphanage. We speak for those who don't have parents, who don't have mothers and fathers. We declare that, Father, may you enter into their lives, bring a supernatural provision into their lives. Make a way for each and every person who is lacking in one way or the other. And bring many to your saving knowledge. Thank you for your revival in America, Africa, in Asia, and across the nations of the world. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it done. Let your will be done again, O God. And all eyes will see that of the truth. You are the Son of the living God, the King of kings, the Alpha and Omega. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Touch every issue. Touch every hardcore issue. And Father, soften the pain and bring your promise and your blessing to your people across the nations and the borders. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray with thanksgiving that when you come that day, you shall see many faithful and truthful servants, and we shall all see you in glory and make it up with you in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, devil is alive, and he has lost the battle.
That's right.
We give him the glory. In Jesus, shall I say a big amen.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, amen. We thank the Lord. That was a powerful prayer, a powerful prayer. We thank the Lord for that. And so right now, what we're going to do, there's a song that I want to play, brother. I'm telling you, it's powerful by Jacqueline Carr, and it's called The Manifestation. Oh, my God, it is awesome. I'm telling you, when you were praying, I was thinking, like, wow, this is a perfect song to play right now. And then she follows it with a quick manifestation prayer. And I'm telling you, I'm gonna play that song right quick. And then right after that, I want to play one song by Bucci there in Lagos, Nigeria. We want to say happy birthday to Bucci. I don't know if you heard of Bucci. Pastor Levi, but he's also an awesome brother there in Nigeria. I'm telling you, I've been blessed by his music as well, and I want to get a song by him. And then after that, I'm going to click you back on so you can have the last, you know, remarks and close us out. And then we're going to end it off with one of your songs, too, as well, because I know I have a couple of songs on here that I played last time from one of the videos. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, brother. As soon as we finish with the two songs, I'm going to click you back on to end us out, like I said, with the last remarks and have you mention again the address and everything of the worship that's going on the 30th, and then we'll end it off with one of your songs. So we'll be right back. All right, you all, we're going to Ja'Kalen Carr and the Manifestation. Right after that, we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Bucci and play one of his songs, and then the next voice you will hear back again will be our brother, Pastor Levi. So we'll be back in a moment.
I wanna see it, Lord. I wanna see it. I wanna see it. fast. Some of you have been praying. Many have been holding on, doing all you know to do. But I stopped by to tell you that your manifestation is coming in the name of Jesus.
I want to see it, I need to, I gotta see it. I want to see it, I need to, I gotta see it. I want to see it, I need to, I gotta see it. I want to see it, I need to, I gotta see it. Say,
I
want to
see it, I need to, I gotta see it.
I want to see it. Oh, I want to see it.
To nations. So once again, Bucci, I want to say God bless you and your family. We love you. I send greetings from Detroit, Michigan, here in the USA, to you there in Nigeria. So I'm just going to sing a couple of lines, because you know I do this, of happy birthday to you. And right after that, I'm going to play. He has a great song. He's a gospel reggae singer. He has a song called His Name is Holy, and it's awesome. And right after that, we're going to let our brother, Pastor Levi, end us out with last remarks. And then we're going to hear one of his great videos live with him performing and singing, you know, live on radio. So here we go. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Bucci. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bucci. Happy birthday to you. May the good Lord bless 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 you. Happy birthday once again, Bucci. We love you. So now we're going to play his song called His Name is Holy. And I love this song. I'm telling you, it's awesome. We'll be right back.
Make her on the mender of me.
I love that song. His name is Holy, Great and Mighty One. That is my song. I'm telling you, Bucci, once again, happy, happy, happy birthday. And send your sister some ice cream and cake through the email. Can't eat it to yourself. So we just, we thank God, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm just excited once again what God is doing all over the world. I'm telling you, it's just awesome what the Lord is doing. So once again, we just want to say God bless Tabuchi and his family, and once again, have a blessed and wonderful birthday. We know that you are enjoying yourself, and we thank God for all the love that you are receiving on your pages and you know, just the love, period. We just thank God. So right now we're going to go back into with our brother, Pastor Levi Enoch Spencer. And like I said, I'm just excited. I don't know about y'all, but I am. So once again, God bless, brother. How have you enjoyed the few songs that was played?
It's been great. It's been great.
Wow.
I'm telling you, great.
That manifestation song was deep. I'm telling you, when
I first heard it,
I said, wow.
That is very deep. Is she in the States?
Yes, she is. She's in the States. Yeah.
I really felt so much. The Lord spoke to me a lot when I heard that song.
Oh, wow. I'm telling you, yes. She's an awesome woman of God, you know, in the States, and she's awesome. I am really blessed by her music. She has so much music. She's the one that sings Greater Is Coming. I don't know if you ever heard of that song, Greater Is
Coming. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's well known for that song, Greater Is Coming. And so I know a lot of people all in Africa love that song. I've had a lot of people ask me, can you please play that song? And I played it, and many people were really blessed by Greater, and it's just something to hear. But I'm quite sure if you hear it, you would know. You probably would know.
Wow.
But we thank the Lord for, like, I always say, you know, with him moving by his spirit, and I just know God is moving, you know, despite of what we go through, despite of it, you know, he's just good, you know, he's just good.
Mm-hmm.
I tell a lot of people, you know, I have been fighting through storms, oh my God, for I don't know how many months now it's been going down, and, you know, even more stuff have been going on just recently in the past week or two. With a lot of, you know, news of this and that, and, you know, the enemy tried to, I'm not even going to buy, he tried to get my mind all jacked up. You know what I'm saying about my situation? I'm just telling the truth. You know, that's how he tried to come at me, you know, but I had to let that joker know that, you know, there's no happenings here. You know, there is no happenings.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You know, you're not going to take my mind. I heard, you know, it was just wicked. It was like a wicked scream. And all I kept hearing, I'm saying this as a testimony to someone, how the devil tried to come in. And it was like my back was up against the wall, and I was, you know, I heard this scream. And the scream sounded so demonic, seriously. Do you know the devil spoke to me? I'm serious. I could hear him speaking, saying, too much on you. Just scream. You know, scream. Just scream it out. You know, and when I heard that scream, it was so demonic. Do you know, had I would have heed to that, my mind probably would have went.
Uh-huh.
I did not heed to that scream. Seriously, I began to plead the blood over my ear gates and plead the blood over myself. And then I went to bind it up that demon. seriously, that tried to come and want to take my mind. I said, you know what, devil? You are a liar, and it don't matter what I'm going through. It don't matter how I feel. You cannot take my mind. My mind belongs to Jesus. My mind don't belong to you. And I had to let him know that he is not the ruler of me. And I'm telling you, it was just something on that day. I'm telling you, it was something on that day. And I'm sharing this because of the simple fact, he'll try to come to anybody, those that's listening right now, he'll try to come to you and tell you, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You know, and before you know it, you find yourself doing it. And now, all of a sudden, your mind has went afar. You don't know how you got there. You don't know what happened because he's trying to set the saints up. Seriously, because we definitely are in the last days, and the Lord is soon to come back. And what I love about the Word of God, that when he states in his Word that he know who his is and that he have never lost none of his own, believe me, he's not going to lose his own. And so I thank the Lord because I know he has not called me out from what I was in back then for me to be lost. And that's what we all have to say. You know, we all have came in this world in sin. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we all have made mistakes, even in our Christian walk. Somebody is a liar if they sit there and say that we have not sinned in my Christian walk. I'm telling you, we all have short at some point, whether we do something about or with something or said something wrong, whatever it was, something has taken place in our lives at some point in this Christian walk that we had to repent. Because if it was a such thing as being just so perfect, why are we repenting all the time? Why are we saying, Lord, I am so sorry? Am I right though? Why do we repent in all of that if we so perfect? You know, so people need to stop all that talking about, you know, I'm a Christian and you know, I'm just walking in the way that of perfectness and I just haven't done any wrong and I'm telling you, I don't believe that. So, you know, I'm saying that to say this. We have to get ourselves together. We really do. We have to get ourselves together. And, you know, because he is soon to come back, Christ is soon to come back, and the devil is really trying his best. You know what I'm saying? He's trying his best to get our minds corrupted and get us to say there is no God and that, yeah, he promised us this and he promised us that, but it ain't happened yet. So I'm just walking off because this is not real. You know, this is what he wants us to get caught up in. And like I said, ain't no shame in my game because I almost came close with that in my mind, seriously. But then I had to snap back, and that's what I thank God for, the Holy Ghost. It will make corrections. You know, I thank the Lord for his rebuke. You know, it don't feel good to be rebuked, but I thank God for it because of the simple fact is we need it. We need some rebuking at some times. We really do. And we need God to speak and say, no, don't go there. No, don't have your mind corrupted. And, you know, we are great in Christ. And so I'm telling you, it's just, I don't even know what made me go there to say that, but somebody out there needed to hear. Is there anything you would like to add to that, brother?
That's so right. That's so right. You're right on point.
Yes.
You are so right on point.
Because, you know, he's on his job. The enemy is on his job. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And that's what he's here to try to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take the minds of the Christians. I'm telling you what he's trying to do. But I thank God that my high beamers, my spiritual high beamers was on, and I was able to let that joker know that I see where you coming, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all.
That's right.
And so I thank the Lord for, you know, given us wisdom and given us the knowledge. You know, I really do. And so right now, brother, I'm going to go ahead and let you, you know, say what you would like to say, and we'll go ahead and end it off with one of your songs.
Wow, we just bless God, and I'm so excited for today and for what God is about doing. And I'm excited part of this pioneering, this move and revival of worship in America and around the world. And God bless you so much, and for your heart for the kingdom. And I know that your life will never be the same.
Yes.
Yeah, more grace to you. And we thank God for all those who have made it, who made it a point to be on radio. Don't stop. Keep going on, because there are unusual things about to happen. Just the beginning. This is just
That's right.
the beginning. And I just want to hit on it again that the revival of worship in America will be in Greater Refuge Tabernacle. It's in 7230 New Falls Road. Levittown, PA 19055. I repeat it again. 7230 New Falls Road, Levittown, PA 19055. And you can find more information when you go on our dear host, Evangelist Tonya's Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can find all the info and everything, and it's going to start this June 30th, this Sunday coming at 4 o'clock, and we are going to be together in God's presence and see what the Lord has for us. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I look forward to being there.
Definitely. You're coming. You're coming no matter what.
All right.
I see
I'm
you
coming.
Here already.
Yes, I know that's right. Angel in Pennsylvania. I know that's right. I just thank God for you, brother. I just want to say God bless you. I know we got a couple minutes left, and I know I'm not going to be able to play the whole thing, but at least they'll be able to hear a couple of minutes of one of the videos that was downloaded. They'll be able to hear a couple of minutes of it before we cut off. So once again, I just want to say I love you, brother. We look forward to you being on with us tomorrow as well, because I am going to be playing the worship that you have sent me. So we want to keep this going and get the people to hear and promote, you know, so they can hear what God is doing in your life and in your ministry. And to Stephen Murphy, we love God bless you, brother. We thank God for him. And I'm excited. I can't wait for him to touch down here in Detroit as well. So in just saying that, I just want to say God bless to everybody that is listening in from all over the world. We just want to say God bless you. We love you. Tune in on tomorrow. We may be broadcasting live tonight. I'm not sure, but so y'all be looking out, because if you do, we will be coming live at the Hatton Church. At Prophetess, at Bishop and Prophetess Joyce Hatton Church, there's a man of God that's here from Alabama talking about how God raised him from the dead. I'm telling y'all, it is powerful. I'm going to reshare yesterday's link so y'all can click on the links and really listen to this powerful testimony. What happened to him? Oh, my God. And right now he has a great program that's on CTN that's heard over millions of people. People are hearing throughout the nations, just great ministry. And so if I am able to make it out tonight with the Hattons, you will know, because the links will be posting up on Facebook this evening sometime. Links will be posted up, and all you have to do is click on and listen to the program. So we're going to end it off with saying God loves you, and you know that the angel of melody, the angel of on deck, loves you too. And so ending us off, we have a couple of minutes left. We're going to go ahead and hear this great worship by Brother Pastor Levi Enoch Fletcher. Tune in on tomorrow as well. He will be back on with us, and we will hear more great music of our brother. God bless you.
Of Reverend Fletcher. Let's give him a clap of friend. God bless you.
Just come to ask God to give you something, but you came to give God your praise and your worship. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that most of us, we don't pay for our breath. We don't pay nothing for sleeping and waking up the next morning. We sin for free. We talk for free. We do everything for free. And yes, though, we can give God praise. But if I have a witness in the house tonight, I want you to lift up your voice and shout, yeah! Hallelujah! Oh, keep God the Holy Ghost shout. Keep God the Holy Ghost shout. Hallelujah. Now, tonight I want to just combine the old and the new together. And one of the things is that our generation, I remember those songs we used to sing years back, and it was so powerful. But now our generation just write any kind of song and putting on radio, and people have awards, and they think that it is cool with them. But we are talking about the comeback spirit of true worship. And when you don't just write songs, but you copy it from heaven, it downloads from heaven. Glory to God. And there are people who have awards, but God has not awarded them. But there are people at the back scene, people who are not known, who have no awards, but yet still they get the spirit of true worship. If I have a witness in the house, can you kindly be on your feet? Forget about who is around you and say that I came to worship. Do you remember that song? Oh, somebody help me sing this song right now. Would you moja? Now, somebody, now let your voice and let's sing right now. Family, me, I will pay. Now, release it, release it, release it, release it, release it right now. Release it right now. Lift your hands, everybody, right now. Lift your hands right now. Lift your hands. Would you want on me? Irradiate for me, and will bear. Then I say, use me, Lord, anyhow you can. I am at your service by your blood. Somebody help me right now. With your blood, you paid my debt. Somebody help me. Use me, Lord, anyhow you can. Listen. Use me, Lord, anyhow you can. I am at your service by your blood. Correspondingly, with your blood, you pay my debt. Somebody say, use me, Lord, anyhow you can. Somebody lift up your voice and say, find me in the eye. Somebody help me right now. Me, oh, oh, child. Hey, would you? Thank you, Jesus. I feel the presence of this place. I feel it right now. listen. With your blood, he paid your debt. Use me, Lord, anyhow you can.